Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. People are always asking me the question, well, how do you live that overcoming life? That life it talks about in the Scripture so often. How do you overcome your own desires? And how do you overcome sin? How do you really see a change? Well, you don't. You don't fix it. You don't change it. God does. And Paul says right here, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. You know why? Because you can't do two things at once. You can't do them both. You've got to make a choice, and you make this choice by faith every day. Who are you going to walk by today? Are you going to walk by your thoughts or God's thoughts? Are you going to walk by your power or God's power? Are you going to be in fellowship with yourself and your own thoughts? Or are you going to be in fellowship with God? And that's the part that gets a lot of people right there. They're in fellowship with their own thoughts. Because they think a lot of their own opinion. Or because they're so consumed with themselves. But if you live by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Now, in living by the Spirit, whose mind are you walking by? Come on, it's easy. Whose mind are you walking by? And this is where it's going to catch a lot of people. If you're walking by the Spirit, if you're living by the Spirit, whose mind are you walking by? The mind of Christ. Now, can you walk by the mind of Christ and be grumbling? Does the mind of Christ grumble? Can you walk by the mind of Christ and be fearful? Is the mind of Christ fearful? Can you walk by the mind of Christ and be lustful? Greedy? Complacent? You want discernment? Look at this. Everybody saying no knows that you can't. So you know what the mind of Christ is, don't you? You know. And you have a choice to walk by what he says or not. Now, but that's the big key for a lot of people. How can you know what the mind of Christ is if you have no fellowship with him? If you don't enter prayerfully into his word every day, and if you don't enter prayerfully into his presence every day, how can you come to know him? And therefore, how can you recognize the difference? Can anybody walk by the Spirit not knowing who the Spirit is? Can't, can you? Can you do the things the Spirit wants you to do if you don't know what he wants you to do? Can you please God if you don't hear his voice? Hello? So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. And he's trying to say here, if you walk just by your own thinking, you will never choose to please God. Isn't that what he's saying? If you walk just by your own thoughts, you will never willingly choose to please God. Because if you're walking by your own thoughts, you're walking by the carnal nature, and his desires are always to please himself. Can you win? Can you stand against your own desires and win? Is there anybody in here who can stand against their own desires and win? No, you won't, will you? A house divided against itself cannot stand. You cannot fight yourself. You must submit to God. Right, only Christ. You've got to walk by his thoughts. You've got to submit the members of your body to what he says. If you're not obedient to what he says, you will never be practiced in the ways of righteousness. You know that? If you're not obedient to what he tells you to do, you will never become practiced in the ways of righteousness. you will never recognize the patterns of God. You will never recognize the leadings of God. You cannot try to please God with a sinful nature because it don't want to please God. How many of you have felt a call to pray, but you didn't do it because you had something else you wanted to do? How many of you found yourself fighting, well, I'll pray later? You get that instinct to pray, you get that little push to pray, and you say, no, I won't do that right now. I'm doing this. All right, if it's left up to you, will you ever pray? If it's left up to you, will you ever pray? No, you won't. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to God's law, and neither indeed can it be. The sin nature will never obey God. And if you're walking by that nature and hoping that that nature is going to hear what God wants him to do and do it, you're crazy. It ain't going to happen. The sin nature pleases himself. That's what he does. That's why he's got to die. And you know what? God doesn't hear any prayers you pray in the sin nature. He don't. God doesn't hear the sin nature. Sin nature can cry out all at once and God doesn't hear him. Do you not know that's what happened on the cross with Jesus? That's who was crying out? Because that's what Jesus was putting to death for all of us? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's why he quoted Psalms 22 there. Because the sin nature has no hope. The sin nature must be put to death. And Jesus did put it to death through his cross, didn't he? People don't understand that. Did God hear that prayer? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? God didn't hear that prayer, did he? God turned his back on that prayer. And that's why he had to turn his back on Jesus, huh? For Jesus to die. Amen. Amen. And then, amen, Becky, that we all have a realization of the personal sin nature that is with us. It shows us our great need. And believe me, you need to live in that constant need. Because nobody seeks a Savior that doesn't need him. The minute you think you don't need a Savior is when you're in trouble. Isn't it true the Holy Spirit will always tell you about your need for Jesus? That's how he convicts you, huh? With your need for Jesus. Amen. So the acts of the sinful nature are obvious, and they should be to us all. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions. There it is. Dissensions and factions. That's denominationalism right there, guys. And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who approve of dissensions and factions will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, and this is a pattern of discernment to know if you're walking by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. That's what you're doing every time you pray. Every time you open yourself up to what God has to say and you shut down the sin nature by submitting yourself to God, you are crucifying that sin nature. You're laying it in the grave. When you lay on your face before God, you're laying yourself in the grave. And you're waiting for God to lift you up in power. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Go where He leads. You got to be hearing His voice to do that, and you got to be in prayer to do that. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. And a lot of Christians have come to that point, haven't they? Becky, they become conceited. We don't need a Savior anymore. Now I'm all spiritual and stuff. Why, you know, I speak in tongues. And I have a very smooth speech. Just make everybody see how super spiritual I am. Oh, no, I don't sin anymore. Oh, no, I'm good now. I'm good. I don't need Jesus anymore. I'm good. It's only them sinners that need a Savior. I'm good now. Yeah, I said the pretty words. What a deception. They become conceited. That's what that once saved, always saved doctrine does. It makes people conceited. But we must continue in faith. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. It's that simple. It sure does, Becky. It sure does. Makes the cross null and void. If you sow to the Spirit, you will not gratify the sin nature. It's that simple. And the way you sow to the Spirit is to live in that fellowship with Jesus. Live there. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. Don't take a vacation from prayer. There is no such thing. Pray without ceasing. Do not cease to continue to pray. And don't pray according to your carnal nature, because God don't hear it. Submit it to God. And believe me, a lot of people who are praying to God, they're also overemphasized with themselves and their own problems. You think God is listening to all that? You just drone on about your problems that He's already given you the power to resist, but you just won't listen. And you just drone on and on. You're so self-consumed with your own self. Ineffective and unproductive. Amen, it is, Becky. It really is a doctrine of demons. Anyway, I hope this is helpful, because if you are going to be a part of the church and walk in a unity of the faith, you have to walk in the Spirit. And to walk in the Spirit is to deny the carnal nature and put it to death. And that means to pray without ceasing and enter into fellowship and come to know a living God and heed His voice and walk by what He tells you to do. You got to hear His voice to walk by, you know, to hear what He tells you to do. And you can only do that by submission. And this will help you see the need for the great humbling among our brothers and sisters. And how it is through this power of the one mind, Christ's mind, we will become one. Because we'll all be thinking about the thoughts of His mind, not our own. It no longer be a consensus of thousands of little minds trying to come to an agreement. That's chaos. No, it'll be a consensus of one mind that you've submitted to, Jesus. Because it's no longer you who lives, but Christ in you. That's our path to unity, my friends. And that's our power in unity, the Holy Ghost, the glory that God gave us through Jesus Christ. That is our power, that is our glory, that is our life. Our life's blood is Spirit. Amen? How long was I gone? Was I gone very long? Testing 1, 2, 3. Can anybody hear me?